Did you know that Jesus or God, he is a farmer? And the gospel today tells us that he is a farmer. And we are part of his harvest or part of his garden. And he wants us to produce fruit for his own pleasure. You and I are created from God's purpose to produce fruit for God. That's who we are over here at this moment. We in this moment are welcoming Noah, one of our fruit, to come to the table of God's children. He is part of God's branches. He was part of the fruit that mom and dad were able to create it in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. He is looking also for our obedience, for righteousness, for worship, and glory for his creation. We are God's garden. And if we are created to produce much fruit of him, we arrive to the fundamental questions is, how can we be sure that God is pleased with our fruit? Here is Noah. Today, Noah is the real proof that God is pleased with all the fruit that all of us. Because it's not just about Noah's family. It's also about us. Holy Name family, celebrating together all of this first communion since last week to this week, to celebrate the fruit that Jesus planted in each one of us. Now, but I have to tell you something, that besides Jesus being a good farmer, in the way how I want to also talk for the gospel today, God is also a good trainer, or we can say that God is also a good swimmer. And why did I say that? Because I remember those days that when I was eager for swimming lessons. Last weekend, people were asking me if the little guy who was trying to remember Psalms 23, if everyone asked me, if that guy was me? No. Probably. However, this is also about, this is today is a real a truth about me. I remember when I was eager for swimming lessons. Well, the one time I arrived to the swimming pool, and I know in my feelings how nervous I always get. I know that it will not be a good day. However, I got a strength. I have an idea. Because that was the day that I have to prove that I can swim the swimming pool in this way, in the long way. But I have an idea that I decided to swim the swimming pool, but in this way, because it was the shortest way. So I said, you know, I can probably swim in that 3-foot sessions, you know, that you will be safe instead of go like this, that you're going from 1 foot to 3 and then to 9. And then I start to swim. And then one of my friends, his name is Craig, he asked me, what are you doing? I say, remember, you're not doing it the right way. Well, but I want to impress him, and I started to swim. And I swam, and I kept swimming. And in Soho, I was feeling myself that I was not reaching to the other side of the pool. So in that moment, I decided to stop and lift my head, and I, oh my God, I'm not in the 3-foot section. I'm closer to 9 feet. And I lose my breath. And I went down. And when I thought that I was on the bottom of the pool, I just tried to push myself, and guess what? I didn't feel anything. I was panicking. And that moment, I was so nervous, and then I decided, well, I don't remember how to pray in times of crisis. And I start to pray everything that was possible for me. And I know, and I say to him, to Jesus, I say, "Dear Jesus, I know that you're always with me. And I will try to be good. And I promise to come to communion every time if I can survive from this. I want you to receive me, but not in heaven. I want you to receive me every time in communion if I survive." And then I tried to look over, and I saw that my friend Craig was not there. Then he was waving at me from far away with his hands, and he was shouting me to that I can keep going and doing it. But you know what? I felt a hand to grab me and put me to the side and take me out of the pool. That was my friend Craig. And he said to me, "Norby, how did you get into the 9-foot side of the swimming pool?" And I said, "Well, I probably swam there." Well, he said it was a good swimming, but we need to work with you about directions. You know, that's what we are doing with you, Noah. We were working with you about directions, how to get here to receive your first communion. Your parents and godparents and all this community has been giving you direction. In this time that you were swimming in all these classes in order to be ready to receive communion. That was the first time for me to realize that in that moment in the swimming pool, I need Jesus. I prayed and I believe about him, and that's what we want you to pray and believe on anyone who is here. That sometime, I know that even we are 80 years old, I know that sometime we are afraid to do something. But we always have to believe that Jesus is there because we are part of his branches. So, you are making the first communion. We have been making probably 60 or 11 or 20 or 100 communion this weekend all over the diocese. Whatever we find ourselves, no matter what is going on in our life, for good or for bad, we have to believe that Jesus Christ is with us.